Okay, we got one last caller. It's Cassie Olson. Can't wait to hear what she has to ask me. Cassie?
Hello?
Cassie Olson, is that you?
That's me.
How's it going, girl?
Good, how are you?
Oh, you know, just sitting in the studio, having some wine, candle lit, double-fisting with a coffee. What are you doing?
Well, I just got done having supper, and I'm going to go work out in a little bit.
Are you Canadian? Why did you call it supper? Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Jason made fun of me for calling it supper. I always say, oh, what are we going to do for supper? And he's like, supper? Ha, ha, ha. Do people make fun of you for that?
I think I got more picked on. Like, it's so weird because, like, Wisconsin and Minnesota, they border one another. And I went to school in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many words that Minnesotans say that Wisconsinites don't say, and, like, vice versa. So,
really?
Like, a lot of Minnesotans, they would say dinner instead of supper. So I get picked on for that by some people, but...
Oh, I always say supper. It's such a pleasure to meet a fellow supper sayer. Nobody says that. Oh, what'd you have for supper?
A hamburger. That's so exciting.
Wait, that sounds delicious. I'm so hungry right now. Anything would sound good to me. Do you have a question for me, Cassie?
I remember sending one in, but I can't remember it. But I do think I remember. Okay, what was your motivation or your interest in starting Off the Vine?
Oh, okay. So ever since I was little, I've always wanted to have my own radio show. I used to pretend I had my own radio show. And I thought if I could have an ideal job, anything in the world, I would want to have my own show where I could just sit in sweats, have a glass of wine, and connect to a lot of women. And here I am. I feel like I've been channeling that or like thinking about that my whole life, that it was just bound to become a reality because I put so much of that thought into the universe.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Actually, I've always wanted to start a podcast myself. I work with farmers primarily, so like that would be my interest area. But
Work with what?
I work with farmers. So
really,
yeah. So I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and then I'm actually getting married to a farmer an hour north of where I grew up, and he's like a grain farmer. So,
oh wow,
mm-hmm.
A couple of farmers just getting married. You guys should do a podcast together about it.
Oh, if you met my fiance, he is not the type that would be on the air about anything.
Oh. Well, then never mind. You should do your own podcast. Wait, I have a question for you. This is a genuine question of what you have to say when people ask you about like dairy and those like documentaries that say dairy is scary and all of that. Like, what is your take on those things?
I love that you asked that, actually.
Oh, yes.
So there's a lot of media, or there's a lot of things that are out there that say that dairy is bad for you, or that the things that are in milk are bad for you, or that there are antibiotics or whatever. There's a lot of different speculations. But in all honesty, the thing that I would say is talk to a farmer themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like milk has to go through so many different channels in order to be put onto the store shelves. So like antibiotics, they're not in your milk and that sort of thing. So I know that there's a lot of concerns about food these days, but the safest thing that you can do is talk to a farmer and learn more about where your food comes from. Yeah,
that's actually really good because I think, you know, when it comes to Netflix documentaries or things that are out there on TV or the news or the media, they can steer it to whatever way they want you to believe it. Mm-hmm. And so I think like if a farmer made a documentary, you'd probably have different thoughts if you watch that one. But if you're watching one that goes against dairy, you're going to just kind of drink whatever Kool-Aid they're putting out there, don't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's kind of the culture that I think that we're in these days, is things travel so fast. So if some person has a negative experience, it's on Twitter or it's on Facebook within an instant. And it takes so many positives to fix a negative. And that's like the downside of the industry that I work in and that I grew up in. But I can honestly say with confidence that farmers are very passionate. They're not just business owners, but they're passionate about the animals that they're working with, the plants and the crops that they care for, and the land that they work with. So there's enough resources out there that go against what I'm saying. There's enough resources out there that agree with what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, you need to talk to a farmer to really get the true truth of the story.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm all for hearing all different opinions and just being more knowledgeable about everything when it comes to putting things into my body. So thank you for saying that. And I'm going to talk to more farmers.
I love it.
Maybe I'll have you on the podcast one day and we can talk about farmers and this sort of, we'll get deep into this subject and we'll answer people's questions.
Oh my gosh, that'd be my dream.
So wait, tell me right now where you live.
I live in like northwest Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I live in a very, very small town of like just over 1,000 people.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So it's called Cadott. It's near Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, I love your accent.
Oh my gosh. See, I don't think I have an accent. People say that to me and I'm like, well, I don't really know.
Well, I don't think I have an accent either, but some people call me out for being Canadian. So, I mean, we're just so used to hearing our own voice that it doesn't matter. But you're adorable and I really appreciate your call and for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah, of course. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she was adorable.
She was a lovely lady.
She was just a lovely little small town lady. There's nothing better than a small town girl.